Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back from Baltimore, we had a quick turnaround there with a Thursday night game against the Colts, a very good Colt team, and we were able to win that, and then had a little bit of like a mini bye, and we're able to come out here and fortunately come out on top of the Patriots. I think our team is resilient. I think that they do understand that it's 8-4. It's not 12-4. It's 8-4, and so it gives us a chance to continue to play meaningful games. Denver won today. This league is tough. You know, it's one play at a time. It's one meeting at a time. It's one walkthrough at a time. These guys understand that, and I think they'll come in here with the right attitude this week.
Bill O'Brien, after the Texans' victory over the Patriots, not putting too much stock in that one over the Patriots, at least publicly, looking ahead at 8-4 with Clint Sterner, Wade Smith. I'm Jeremy Branham. You know, we talked about this three-game stretch back whenever it was about to start, the three-game stretch, and we were talking about what do the Texans need to do in terms of the standings? What do they have to do to improve their playoff picture? What do they have to do to improve our opinion about them being a contender going forward the rest of the way for the final month of the season and then in the postseason? Well, now they've played those three games. They got hammered against Baltimore, 41-7 in Baltimore. O'Brien said that he likes the way his team responded after that. They squeak by the Colts on Thursday Night Football, win 20-17, and they get their biggest win of the season, beating the Patriots convincingly 28-22, more convincingly than that score says, 28-22. After this three-game stretch, Texans go 2-1. One game got blown out, won a close one, then won convincingly against New England. How do you feel about the Texans now that three-game stretch is behind us?
I feel better than I did before the three-game stretch. I think there was a missed opportunity against Baltimore, but when you take into consideration how many guys the Texans have lost, particularly on the defensive side of the football, you take into account that Will Fuller wasn't there. I don't believe they beat Baltimore if they play again fully healthy right now, but I believe that's a much more competitive game, and we leave that game going, hey, you can be proud of that product that the Texans put on the field. With that said, 2-1 in this three-game stretch, one of those wins coming versus the division opponent that at the time was nipping at your heels, right, to take over the division, and then versus the arch nemesis, right, the one team you just have not been able to get over the hump and win a game versus, the team that you're most compared to throughout the year because of the ties, the New England ties, and the fact that many people in the organization spent time in New England. Getting that win last week was absolutely huge, man. I think I feel much better about this football team right now than I did before this three-game run. It's concerning the way it started versus Baltimore, but I personally feel much better about where they're at right now.
Yeah, they won the two ball games out of the three that I felt like they absolutely needed to win. When we had that discussion, we tried to figure out which were the games that we felt like they needed to win. I felt like you have to beat the Indianapolis Colts because it's a division game. They already have beat you once. You guys are tied at the time, and so you have to be able to take that lead there, and they were able to do that. And then for just the organization as a whole to be able to beat the New England Patriots primetime game, I thought it was absolutely a big deal. It was huge. And so now you find yourself in a position that going into the next few weeks, you still are jockeying for a potential first-round bye because you beat the team, one of the teams that was ahead of you. Now, what they did against Baltimore, they did not play a game that was anywhere near that they potentially can play. At the same time, if they would have played a really good game, it doesn't mean they were going to beat the Baltimore Ravens, because the Baltimore Ravens, to me, is the best team in the NFL, and they're showing it week in and week out. They're dominating good football teams, and they're beating, I think, the second-best football team in the league. They beat the San Francisco 49ers. So that game is just that game. It lets you know that there's an elite team in the league, and you fell short. You played bad, and so that's why you got blown out. But you just look at it, man. They had to win those two that they won. Now I have renewed confidence in what they can do going forward. And so they're going to have to put together a performance this week against Denver so that all of that stuff doesn't go out the window. Because if you lose this game to Denver, now you're playing Tennessee in a situation to where they can take over the division that game. And so that's the last place you want to put yourself in. You've gotten to a point now that you've taken a big step forward. Don't blow that by playing a subpar game against the Denver Broncos. That's a game on your schedule you're supposed to win 10 times out of 10, so you got to go out there and win it.
You have to sustain that momentum. You get the big win against New England, a team that you haven't beaten in a decade, first time that Bill O'Brien's defeated Bill Belichick. So, yeah, you have to sustain the momentum for the Texans' plight towards the playoffs. And whenever you look back at that Baltimore game, like, the Texans have proven they can beat anybody in the AFC with the exception of Baltimore. They beat New England, who's currently the 2 seed in the AFC. They beat Kansas City, who is tied with the 3rd-best record in the AFC with the Houston Texans. They did that in Kansas City. So the Texans have proven they can beat every single team. You still have that sense of doubt with Baltimore because of how they handled you, because of how well Baltimore is playing, because Lamar Jackson's going to be the MVP. But you still have an opportunity where you might not have to play Baltimore if you get to the postseason. If Baltimore gets a bad matchup against a hot Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round, well, all of a sudden you're looking at a situation where you can go into New England, you're playing an AFC championship game at home against Kansas City. So while that sense of doubt is there with Baltimore, you still have to consider yourself as a contender if you've beaten the 2nd and tied for the 3rd-best team in the AFC.
Yeah, when we get into that conversation, right, about the top-tier teams, I just think what you saw against Baltimore was not a very good game plan. There were mistakes made in the pass game, both the quarterback and the receiver position. They weren't able to run the football effectively. They were missing a ton on defense. I just think when you look at that game, that's the epitome of what's going to happen. If and when you play a top-tier football team, if their plan's not on point, if your execution's not on point, if you're not healthy, all those things, they play into whether you're going to have a chance to win in the fourth quarter versus the upper echelon football teams. And so, that to me, that's what sticks out with Baltimore. It's going to be the same thing with Kansas City. If they run into Kansas City in the playoffs, I don't care if it's here or there. I don't care if New England here or there, Baltimore here or there. It doesn't matter. Versus those football teams, if the polos on the sideline don't pull their weight, if Deshaun Watson's not seeing things clearly, if they're not healthy, if they don't tackle well, if they're not disciplined and stay away from penalty issues, they're going to get beat. And it might be by double digits. That's not the Texans. That's anybody. If Baltimore goes out there, right? If Baltimore goes out there and gets guys injured, right, and the game plan stinks, and they hurt themselves multiple times with penalties in critical situations, they're going to have a hard time winning in the playoffs. So that's that. They just got exposed at a time when it really didn't hurt them versus Baltimore. They got exposed of, hey, guys, now Bill O'Brien can walk in the locker room and go, guys, that's what happens when you don't play good, solid, efficient, clean football. You get your ass whooped by a playoff caliber football team. I think it was a great time to send a great message to the Houston Texans.
Yeah, he said that. He said you talking about him going into the locker room. I could just see him say, "I told y'all. I told you. I told you." So, boy, you ain't told me. But yeah, man, when you go out there and play a bad ball game against a really damn good team, you're gonna get blown out, and that's exactly what happened to the Texans. But if they do play a good ball game against whoever you put against them, with the talent they have on this roster, they can play with and beat anybody in the NFL. That includes the Ravens. But you have to play your best in order for something like that to happen. And so they didn't do that. That's why they lost that game. They played a much better ball game, I thought, against the Patriots. When it was 28-9, you saw what was going on that field, and you knew that one team was much better than the other team. And that was, the Texans were much better than the New England Patriots. And so That is a good feeling to have if you are a fan of the Houston Texans, to know that our team is better than that team and who has historically been a perennial champion in the NFL.
The way I see it, too, is you have those four teams in the AFC. You have the Baltimore Ravens look like the clear-cut favorite. But, you know, sprained ankle away from Lamar Jackson, then we're talking about something entirely different. New England's still going to be in the mix, even though they didn't look great against the Texans. They look like they lack weapons for Tom Brady. The Texans have proven to be in that four-team mix with wins against New England, with win against Kansas City. And I'm not going to write off Kansas City either. Pat Mahomes is a special talent with a really good arsenal of weapons out there, too. Yeah. Like, Kansas City's going to be a tough out in the AFC playoffs.
Look, they're going to be tough. I mean, that, what they do is extremely difficult to stop, and they've proven that. I mean, there's no doubt about it that the ability to throw the football all over the park from different arm angles across the field, the stuff he does by design is one of those where you go, man, I would never allow a kid to do that. I would never allow a quarterback to do that. They're doing it by design. It's not just him. They're doing it by design. And so, here's the deal. Is I think Baltimore, I love what they're doing. I think it's extremely dominant. I think, like, you take this week, some of the things that San Francisco was able to do against Baltimore to slow them down in the second quarter, the second half of the football game, there's going to be two or three little things in there that teams moving forward are going to steal. And they're going to have a little bit more success versus Baltimore because of it, right? Now, obviously, everybody doesn't have – and really, damn near nobody has the talent that San Francisco has, particularly on the defensive front. But there's going to be little schemes, little techniques that worked against Baltimore that are going to be new on film, and now – and now teams are going to steal it and may have a better opportunity to slow down Lamar Jackson moving forward. It's going to be interesting to see how this AFC thing plays out.
JB, Clint, I know we're up against it, but a text message asked a question. I think it's a legitimate one that we can get to in around the NFL section coming up next is, are the Texans a better team than the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
And so I think we can discuss that in the next segment. But I like that question because I think it has legs to it. It's a legitimate argument on both sides.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.